Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all, get up. Y'all about to leave me now.
know, I don't know if I'll ever get past Michael Jackson, right? Because you know, we grew up with him. I mean, you know, y'all know what I'm saying, right? You know, Michael Jackson was the man all my life. There's never been anyone, you know, could rival Michael Jackson. No, nobody could. I mean, it's been a lot of you know, people that try, but no one succeeded. No one could touch Michael Jackson. And that's why I got him to start my show, because no one touched me. Hey, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via my show page live online at blogtalkradio.com. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. You can call in. Let's talk. Today is Free Fall Friday, right? So call in and talk about whatever you want. I don't care. I'll listen. I'll join in maybe, or you can ask me a question. I don't care what it is, but it's Free Fall Friday. All lines are open. And you guys can call in to the show, 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770, write this down, 732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. And don't forget to let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you, okay? So, again, thank you guys for tuning in. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. Today is a great day in Atlanta, in the ATL, and it's bright and sunny right now, probably a comfortable 72 degrees. Just about, you know, it's going to be noon in about an hour or so. So, you know, we'll be at the height of the day. It's probably going to get, you know, in the high 70s today, which is perfect, right? It's perfect. It cools down at night for sure and early in the morning, but, you know, in the afternoon, it's perfect. 818-301-5834 is the call-in number to the show. Now, I've been doing this for the last few shows, right? I've been coming up with a word, and then I give you guys a definition of that word, and I try to use it in a sentence, you know? And so today's word is kowtow. Kowtow. K-O-W-T-O-W. Kowtow. Okay? Kowtow. Not C-O-W, but K-O-W. This is a verb. Okay? C-O-W is a noun. Right? Kowtow. C-O-W, like an animal, that's a noun. Okay, I don't know if that's a word. I have to look that up. See if kowtow is a word spelled with a C, but we're using the one that's spelled with a K. Kowtow. Okay, kowtow is a verb, and it means act in an excessively subservient manner. And we're going to have to look up subservient, too, because, I don't know what subservient means. I think that's something where they say you're beneath them, or you're not worthy of them. But okay, so I'm going to look up subservient, too. I'm going to give you that, too. But act in an excessively subservient manner. That's kowtow. To act excessively subservient manner. She didn't have to kowtow to a boss. Okay? So that sentence, she didn't have to kowtow to a boss. That means that she didn't have to act in an excessively subservient way to the boss. Okay? So historically, kowtow means kneel and touch the ground with the forehead in worship or submission as part of Chinese custom. So I get that now. I get subservient now. So do I have to look subservient up still? I will. But subservient means prepared to obey others unquestioningly, prepared to obey others unquestioningly. Okay? So she was subservient to her parents. That's another thing. That's another sentence where you use subservient in. And that's the same as, kowtow. Kowtow. So that's pretty good right there. I learned something. Did you? Did you learn something? Free Fall Friday, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, you guys. Let's talk. Okay? Because, you think about several things. There are several things in the news. A lot of stuff going on. And, hey, did y'all watch the Hawks game last night? Now, I'm going to tell you, the Hawks should have closed out Indiana last night. I mean, it was even that close at the end, and the Hawks missed a lot of shots. But what I'm saying is that we didn't come out blazing. We needed to come out hard, running, playing hard on defense and diving at every ball and trying to get diving at passes and everything to win this game, because that's the way that you win games. That's the way that you win games, is that you play absolutely as hard as you can from the outset. And the Hawks didn't do that, playing like it was the fifth game of the regular season. We got 76, 77 more games to go, man. I ain't finna bust my, behind for this. But this the playoffs. I mean, like the guy in the NFL said, playoffs? Yeah, this the playoffs. You move on, you get a bigger check. If you don't, you don't get a check. So, again, if I was on that team, and I think this is how Michael Jordan did his team when he was there. He was the leader in the locker room, okay? So, he sit down and say, hey, man, we got to step up, and we got to step up right now. Y'all see how hard I'm playing. I want y'all to play the same way. Y'all getting paid. We're all getting paid. So let's go to work. Let's earn that check. I'm coming to earn my check. You see it on the floor. that's the way the Hawks should have been. All out, no holds barred. That's how you win playoff games, especially closeout playoff games. You saw how Miami closed out the Bobcats a few days ago when they closed them out? They played stifling defense. And they went to the other end and put pressure on you with, you know, they were just aggressive. The Hawks weren't aggressive at all last night. My goodness. Come on, man. We were supposed to close it out last night. That was our chance. See, that's coaching too, you know. You know what I'm saying? Some coaches motivate us. Some are not. Y'all with me? So, you know, if a coach is not a motivator, right, he's not going to motivate you. You're going to have to motivate yourself. But if you got a coach that's a motivator, I'm talking about, you know, hey, Doc Rivers a motivator. I mean, he motivated his players to get going. That guy San Antonio Popovich, he a motivator. He get guys going. And he tell you, if you don't get going, I'm going to put somebody else in the game. You out. I don't have no problem with that. So that's how you have to play in the playoffs, right? So the Hawks didn't play that away. They got beat. And now they have to go back to Indiana. They got to travel to Indiana now. They were at home last night and lost like that. That's sad, man. The highlight factor was full of people, a lot of energy. I think maybe tied or down by five at halftime. Man, that's a close game. My goodness. Come on, man. So the Hawks, I mean, I wish y'all well. I'll be pulling for you. I mean, you got to hit shot. And you have to play hard on defense. But if you can play hard on defense and get up early on the Pacers, I mean, you got to get up early and put pressure on them. Stay ahead. I don't care if it's 1 point ahead, but stay ahead. Stay ahead of them. You know? And, you know, that's the way it is. Also in the NBA, this guy, Donald Sterling, he's soon to be a former owner of the L.A. Clippers, okay? So I think they're going to force him to sell the team to someone, and he's banned from the NBA for life, okay? And he's 81 years old, so who knows how much longer he's going to live, but he's 81 years old with a lot of money. He's banned from basketball for life. So his attorney comes out, or this the young lady that leaked the story, her attorney comes out and says that she didn't, you know, give TMZ a copy of that phone call. She don't know how TMZ got that from her phone. Okay? This is what she's saying. This is what her attorney said. Now imagine if, you know, if she didn't give it to them, who did? How did they, you know, achieve that? How did they get that phone call? We don't know. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, at the same time, this guy Sterling hadn't come out and said anything publicly. Nothing. So he has said that it was him on the phone call. Okay? So he admitted to saying this stuff. See, if I were him, once everybody got wind of this thing and, once everything came out, I would have gone on TV right then. Myself. This is my thinking, Neil. I mean, I'm not a great thinker, right? But this is my thinking. I would have said, I would have gotten on TV and I would have started crying what's the guy's name from TV guy, the preacher on TV, Jimmy Swaggart. Jimmy Swaggart. I'd have got on there like Jimmy Swaggart. I'd have been like, I have sinned, and I'm repenting all this stuff. I would have been going crazy. Be like, I'm sorry. I didn't, I had a moment. And I'll never have that moment again because I got it all out right there. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I would have been. That's how Michael Vick should have been when he got in trouble here in Atlanta. Those people, they had the camera and a reporter there. They caught him in the underground Atlanta. They put the camera and the microphone in his face and said, Michael, what about the dog fighting allegations? And he said, I have no comment. He kept walking, right? When they first came out with it, okay, once I found out that the feds or whoever knew about my dog fight, I would have came out just like that, just like Jimmy Swagger. I have sinned. I've been fighting dogs since I was in college. And when I got this money, I just took it to another level, and I'm sorry. I did it, though. Y'all tell me what I got to do when I get out of this. Right? He would not have gone one day in jail. Right? I guarantee you, he wouldn't have done one day in jail because America is the most forgiving place in the world. If you come out and say, "Oh, I'm guilty," I did it, but it was, I got a problem. I'm addicted to dog fighting, so y'all help me, and we gotta help him, right? That's America. So you're like, okay, man. I'm not bashing women or anything like that, but the women are like, he's so passionate. What I'm saying? And the guy would have been like, hey, he's doing the right thing right now. I just think that would have been the right thing to do. I would have just come out and said, hey, I need some help. I got a problem with dog fight. Right? So, when something like that happens, this guy Donald Sterling, he shouldn't even want his peers to vote him out. I wouldn't want some of my best friends to have to go through voting me out. Hey, Frank, I'm sorry, but I got to vote yes to put you out because, I knew you were kind of racist when I talked to you before, but I just didn't know. how bad you were until that phone call. And I got to vote yes to put you out, Donald. But hey, Donald, don't hang up on me. Donald.
Hello?
Donald. Tell the wife I said hello. And so that's what I'm saying. You know, he should just go ahead and say, hey, I'm selling my team. You know, y'all done banned me for life. So I'm selling my team. Y'all don't have to vote on it or nothing. I mean, I'll be good. I bought the team for $12 million. And it's worth anywhere from $500 to $800 million. So I'll take $600 million, and y'all can have this team. Y'all, and I'll float on off in the wind. I mean, he's 81 years old, right? So, hey, go ahead. So I wouldn't want my friends to have to vote on that. We don't need to bust up this friendship because they put me out the league. Hey, man, you know, y'all, let's go for dinner. I'll fly down, and we'll go out to dinner. I'm busy, Donald. You know, my team in the playoffs, too. And, we traveling. You ain't going to travel till Saturday, man. It's Thursday. I can be down there in 2 hours. No, sir. Don't even mess with me anymore, dog. Don't call me anymore. Come on. Click. Hang up on him. I mean, he shouldn't want to put them in that situation. So I think he should go ahead and do that and sell the team. Now, I also heard that today that Oprah is interested in owning the LA Clippers. Now, I don't know how true that is, but that's what I heard, that she had an interest in purchasing the Clippers. Now she'll probably be like Michael Jordan, and she'll own majority interest in the team. So, you know, and that's how it works. You know, you got four or five people that join their monies in for to buy the team, but hey, she's got the most. In you know, she's got the most money up there. She's got 56% of the money, and us three, we split that other 44%, right? So she's a majority owner. So she called a shot. So that's what I heard today. I don't know how true that is or whatever, but hey, that's how it works. And isn't that a great way to close the show? Isn't that a great way to close the show, guys? Hey, take care of yourselves. Have a great weekend. I'll be back here on Monday, right around 10 o'clock, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Y'all have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves, okay? Good night.
I'll be gone for a while. When you
I'll be late when you're my woman, taking up my time.